into his box. He just runs right in the pack. I wonder if he's got damage. Look at that tire. Almost went into the crowd as well.
Almost went onto the front straightaway. Elio trying to get sneaky. And then...
Maury Rose, the two-time winner, takes the lead from Faulkner. That's the way they finish the first lap.
Joined this afternoon by Tatiana Calderon, who is testing for AJ Foyt Racing this coming week at Mid-Ohio. So, first off, congrats on getting an IndyCar test. How did this all come to be?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited and thankful to the whole Rocky, the AJ Foyt team. It's always been a dream of mine to drive an IndyCar, because I started my single-seater career here in the U.S. in the Star Mazda Championship back then. So it's also one of the only cars I'm missing to drive in single-seaters. So I'm super excited and really thankful for the opportunity.
So you're in Super Formula this year. You've done the Rolex 24 over the last couple of years. You've pretty much raced all sorts of cars, all sorts of disciplines, all sorts of time lengths. Has there been one kind of career moment so far that's been like the trophy case highlight moment that you'll never forget?
Yeah, I mean, I've been extremely lucky to have experienced a lot of, you know, different parts of the world, like the culture, the way they work, the cars. Of course, one of the highlights of my career is driving a Formula One car. And I'm pretty sure Tuesday is going to be quite special as well.
So you'll have some guidance from Sebastian Bourdais this week, I believe. But this weekend you're here kind of taking everything in. Are you on the pit stand kind of just getting a feel for how everything looks? And what do you think so far?
Yeah, everyone has been so open, like really wanting to transfer as much information for me. So I'm just looking around, trying to understand every little bit of information that we get on the pit stand and the tires and the way you drive these cars. I also talked to Juan Montoya before coming here, so he could give me a few tips here and there. So I cannot wait to actually experience it, to get out on track on Tuesday and to hopefully have a good weekend, that the team has a good weekend. They were really quick today. Sadly, with the penalty, it was a bit, a bit of a mess there. But I think we have a good car and hopefully a good race.
So you talked to Juan Montoya, you talked to Bourdais, you've talked to the team. You're testing on Tuesday. It's supposed to be a nice day on Tuesday. Thinking past the test, is there a hope that you can get an IndyCar ride at some point, whether it be, you know, part-time or full-time or anything like that in the future, maybe next year or the year after, sometime in the future?
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or Padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because The news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5-Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be in the car, you know? So at the moment, I'm taking one step at a time, hoping that Tuesday goes really well. As you were mentioning, I'm still in Super Formula this year. I'm doing the World Endurance Championship back in Europe as well. So, taking step by step. But, yeah, it would be fantastic to be here one day.
I would agree. So, you know, like you mentioned early on, you did Star Mazda a few years ago when it was, and I don't even remember who raced that year, but are you still in contact with either the team you were with then or any of those guys that maybe they could give you some open wheel advice this year?
Yeah, I mean, when I look at the entry list, you know, I was teammates with Connor Daly that year. Yeah. He won the championship with Juncos Racing. So yeah, I stopped by yesterday to say hi to the guys. Still many of them there. So yeah, it's quite special. But then, you know, I've raced Ed Jones. I've raced against Felix Rosenquist. The like sort of the newest generation, let's say. Sage Karam, who's not a regular as well. I remember him from Cadet in the US when I was racing karting as well. So everyone has welcomed me so far really, really nicely and giving me some advice. So I hope I can put everything into practice and make sure that Tuesday is a good day for me.
Have you gotten to talk to AJ Foyt yet?
No, Larry, but not yet, unfortunately. But I hope to meet him in person one day, sooner than later.
So I'm going to switch gears here since you did a little bit of Formula One testing and whatnot. This year, for the first year in, I don't know, what feels like a long time, we've got a fight for the championship. Does Max Verstappen and Red Bull have what it takes to hold off Mercedes this year?
I do believe so. Okay. Actually, I think you know, Max is a fantastic driver. He's special, and it seems he has this momentum, this confidence, and the team is really behind him. So I could see him taking that championship home. So it's exciting times as well in Formula One, everyone being so close in the time. So let's hope it's gonna be an interesting one.
All right, I'll wrap it up with one question and give you back some time this afternoon before the last practice. If you were to invite 3 guests to dinner, doesn't have to be racing, it can be anybody who might be famous of any sort, who are you inviting to your special make-believe dinner?
I would like to have Ayrton back for that. I would like to have Serena Williams. I am a fan of tennis, and maybe Roger Federer as well. Big tennis fan.
Okay. I like it. Well, thank you very much. Good luck on Tuesday, and hopefully we see you on the grid at some point soon.
Thank you very much.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on!